So I want to do a podcast around the ebbs and flows of life and how, you know, different things happen and why and phases and things like that. Okay, so you will find in your life that all of a sudden you're like a hermit. You're in hermit mode. In tarot, we call it hermit mode, where you're kind of like haven't that many friends, or you're not really doing much, you're not as sociable, and then all of a sudden that will change, and you know, circumstances open up, new jobs open up, meeting new people open up, but don't try and push it. So hermit mode is really important in tarot, because it's a time to reflect. It's the same flavor as the moon card. So it illuminates what needs to be healed and illuminates what needs to happen. So, you know, don't give yourself a hard time in those moments. And, you know, moments and ebbs and flows and phases, they can last years. So I'm just going to get my coffee. So if I open up a bit, it's like I used to be so sociable. Oh my God, I was out every night. Even my flatmates said, I don't know why you rent. I don't know why you have a room, you're never here. So I was always sociable, always chatting away, blah, blah, blah. That was in Birmingham. I moved to London, very career focused, working on my body, working on my, you know, work, and just head down, basically head down. But I can start to feel it starting to turn a little bit. I'm getting a lot of invitations. I'm getting curious about things. So this is what happens. Just before an ebb and flow, you'll get curious about something and you think, oh yeah. So my attention now is being a little bit focused on being a bit more sociable. And, you know, this morning I was just thinking, oh, I might go skiing, or like I'd like to go to a vineyard and do some wine tasting. And I would never have thought that. This time last year, I would never have thought that. It was all heads down. So I know a lot of you are going through difficult times, and I know definitely since COVID, it's almost feeling like a little bit of an effort to try and get back into the social scene. Because I don't know about you, but have you noticed people don't want to be sociable? Like, because I've got this itch that I want to scratch about, you know, being more sociable, I'm asking around and everyone's like, no, no, no. And they don't want to be sociable. And I'm like, bloody hell. But that's okay. That's okay. They're just going through their own hermit mode. So just before a change, you get the curiosity. And it's really important in that curiosity to not apply pressure straight away. So only because you have an idea about wanting to... only because you have an idea about wanting to do something or go somewhere, don't then scour through your WhatsApp and look for contacts. It's just an indication. It's just a sign that it's coming. Okay, so be open to it, be porous, start talking to people, just, you know, give people eye contact and things, and just see what happens, you know. So ride the wave. The wave is being created. There's a momentum. So when you get curiosity, it means it's a heads up that the wave is coming. So just get ready to surf it, you know. So if I put it into context, I'm thinking, shit, I'm gonna start all of a sudden becoming a bit more sociable. Like, I just know it, I can feel it. And so I'm thinking, right, so I'm buying a few more new clothes and things, you know, and outfits and whatever. And it's important to do that. So I'm preparing for the curiosity. This is what I mean about matching it, like riding the wave. The curiosity has got me, and now I'm buying the clothes to suit that curiosity, and then boom, the event will happen. That's kind of manifestation at the end of the day. You know, you're thinking about something and then you physically match it, and then boom, magic happens. You know, so you'll get the same thing happen when you're at work. So, you know, you start a new job, you're sat next to, I don't know, call her Tracy. Tracy's a lol. She is funny as hell. And then over time, you get a curiosity about leaving. You think, oh, I don't know, but I really like everyone here. And, you know, you get a bit stuck and you think, oh, well, I really like Tracy and, you know, I really like blah, 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 blah. But really, your curiosity is like, bish, we need you to move because there's a better job out there with heaps loads of money and better work-life balance and all that. So the curiosity is really tapping you on the shoulder, but you're not physically moving. So do you know what happens? Every fucking time. Your guy... your guides will make it impossible. It will create a very uncomfortable situation for you. So all of a sudden, Tracy and you will have a falling out, or she will become incredibly annoying. And then all of a sudden, you kind of start to fail at things, and things just go from bad to worse to bad to worse, you know? So when you're meant to move, it will happen, 1,000%. But instead of waiting for the big disaster to happen, just follow your nose. Just get the curiosity and work with the curiosity, match the curiosity, feed into the curiosity, and, you know, buy the clothes, apply for jobs. Just be like, oh, I've got an inkling, I'm going to go. Just be brave. Be bold and be brave. Hang on. Coffee time, folks. So, yeah. Life is always moving. And if you feel that you are stuck, and if you feel like you're in a meh place, you know, there is hermit mode. So sometimes we have to stop and rest and take stock. Yeah, it's interesting. When you look back at your life, so I'll take you through some of my waves and then you can identify and unpick yours, right? So when I was in Birmingham, I was like a social butterfly. I was out every night. Even my flatmate was like, I don't know why you rent. I don't know why you're here. You're never here. I don't know why you have a room. So it's like, I know. I'd go out for one, you know, and then end up just being sociable and then return about 2 days later. Anyway, it's good fun. And then she'd be like, where are you? And I'd be like, oh, I don't know, I'm in Leeds. And she's like, what are you doing in Leeds? I said, like, I don't know. So it was just one of them things. And then I moved to London and got my head down really career-wise, and I've achieved amazing things while I'm here. But not so sociable. At the beginning, yes, but not really. It's just been very work orientated, and now it seems to be kind of picking up again. So these patches that you're in, they can last years. It's new cycles. I believe it's every 7 years. Every 7 years that you get a new cycle that all of a sudden you're like, oh, I'm doing this now, am I? So I want you to relax. I just want you to chill. Stop applying pressure. Why are you applying pressure to anything? You shouldn't be applying pressure to anything. The minute you apply pressure is the minute that it becomes really hard. You're adding resistance. It's like, you know, you wake up in the morning, you want to go to the gym. Don't apply pressure. Just gently put your gym clothes on. Gently put your trainers on and off you trot. So just, you know, go with the flow. But you know, look out for these signs and itches and, you know, pokes, because something amazing is about to happen. But feed into them. So feed into them. So, you know, like I said, I'm feeling a bit more like, oh, I think I'm going to get invited to things. I don't know. I'm feeling like I want to go skiing. I want to go to a vineyard. I want to go on a hike. But then I look through my phone book and I just doubt anyone would be up for any of that. So I'm like, well, hang on a minute. If these images are being planted, that means I'm going to get invited. Shit, I better buy some clothes, you know? So, trust yourself enough to know that it's not your brain just randomly coming up with this stuff. It's signs, you know, it's little notices, you know. Someone said the other day, what's the difference between your intuition and just your brain going around? Well, to be fair, I question whether your brain randomly comes up with anything. It will catastrophize and stretch what's already there. But really, it doesn't, you know, the amount of times, how many times do you know that you have rheumatized about someone being untrustworthy and then, it's true. And you think, fuck, if only I'd listen. And then when your brain is like, you know, this person, that person, this person, it's always true, you know? So I question whether your brain actually invents anything. I always see it as signs. I do. I think, oh, okay, what idea are you giving me? Because remember, the subconscious mind is within your mind. So why would your subconscious just lie and make shit up? It doesn't. Yeah, how cool is that? So look, stop applying pressure. Have fun. See what's niggling at you and think, oh, I'm going to go down. Be Alice in, down the rabbit hole. Do it. Good fun. I've been down that rabbit hole a few times. Yeah, just follow your nose. Be curious. But don't apply pressure to anything. You don't need to. You're going to achieve things with less resistance. So people think, oh, I need to add pressure. I need to do this and this. Actually, you get more done when you're in a state of relaxation. I notice because I have a lot to do, right? I have my corporate job. I'm contracted with 3 psychic places that I have to work with. I run a magazine. I have my private clients. I have a lot. Sometimes I wake up and I'm a bit overwhelmed, I'm not going to lie. And then when I apply pressure, you can bet your bottom dollar it's peaks and troughs. So about 11 a.m. I drop because energetically I'm tired. And then I peak back up again at 1 p.m. I drop again. This is because I've applied pressure. When I don't apply pressure and I just see how the day goes and I just give it my best bash, but in a really calm way, my energy has been consistent and I've achieved a lot more. So look, if you have a niggling feeling or you're picking up on things and you think, oh, what's going on here? Be wide-eyed, bushy-tailed and interested and willing to be taken down that rabbit hole because it will serve you well. 1000%. Yeah. See, it's temptation, but delicious temptation. Okay. So I love you very much. Stop putting pressure on yourself. You don't have to be at the helm all the time. Like, just chill. Relax. I love you.